What's up, everyone? It's Daniel out of Motivation. Today, we're talking about Sick of Average. There comes a point where you have read all the books, and application and execution is really necessary. You know what you have to do? You dial in on the plan, and you make it happen. This is what I call owning up, or like we talked about in the last podcast, growing a pair. You know, owning up brings you to a level of personal responsibility for the goals God has called you to. Being sick of average, so many people choose to relapse back into old ways, back into comfort, because comfort, well, it's comfortable, right? Comfort won't help you grow, though. It won't take you to the next level, and it will always leave you underdeveloped with unrealistic ambition. Why? Because of the delusional fact that you want the goal, but you're not willing to pay the price. So let's talk about this paying the price. I think the best example of this would be in Mark 14:36. Abba Father, he said, "Everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Look, are you committed to what God has called you to, no matter the price? Knowing at any time God could just give it to you, but knowing that God wants you to go on this journey with him and pay the price. You know, very few people can hear God, and even fewer people obey what God has told them. Why is that? Because relationship is stated, but not conveyed. Let me explain that a little more. In other words, they know of God. Yeah, they might even be saved, but on a daily basis, they're not really co-laboring with the Holy Spirit. They're about themselves. So I want you guys to start co-laboring with the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, reading your Bible, taking initiative for prayer, taking initiative to help others, taking initiative to serve, taking initiative to give a word when it's given to you from the Holy Spirit to someone's life. It can really change and shift someone's life dramatically. You can't live a life led by the Holy Spirit and be average. I promise you, it's impossible, because God's going to open up supernatural doors for you in your life when you activate this faith with action. Miracles are going to happen. People will be healed. People are going to be saved, and they're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to what? It's going to set them free. So I want you to refuse to be average. I want you to press into the word this week and press into the presence of God in prayer and get guidance from the Holy Spirit, and don't stop praying until something supernatural, the Holy Spirit, guides your life and watches you guys have a life full of adventure and the wisdom of Christ, you know, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit leading you. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race." And let me tell you right now, we are all in a race, and I have kept the faith. Let me finish that verse out there. So when we're keeping the faith, guys, we're having this ability to believe the unseen. Let me talk about that for a second. When we're believing the unseen, we're being certain of the things we don't see, but we know God has placed in our heart. We know God is manifesting. So when you start thanking God for something that you physically can't see, but spiritually you know it's there, you're bringing it from a spiritual starting point to a physical ending point to expand the kingdom back spiritually. Does that make sense? Man, I could do a whole podcast on that. But we're just keeping the faith, guys, and just being sick of living a life full of self. Just forget the self-absorbance. The selflessness, that's righteousness. The selflessness, that's the love of Christ. Selflessness takes courage, because you're no longer worried about what you need, but what everyone around you needs. And this is really led by an example of Christ and yielding to the calling God has placed in and on your life. This is Daniel out of Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. Be sick of average and be led by the Holy Spirit. Take care.